Launching from Cape Canaveral earlier this morning, the rocket's payload is part of a classified U.S. intelligence mission. That launch had originally been planned for yesterday, but they scrubbed it when they had a problem with a sensor. But again, it did take off with no problem this morning. A man's behind bars now for allegedly smuggling drugs across the border in a rather unusual way, as we hear from Jason Campadonia.
Border agents in the Wilcox area of Arizona spotted a white hearse driving north of Tombstone over the weekend and pulled it over. During their investigation, they noticed that the driver was telling a few different stories and a police dog was called in to check things out. Agents say they found over $30,000 worth of pot inside a casket. Investigators say the 67 pounds of marijuana was hidden between several bags of manure in an attempt to disguise the smell.
We've been reporting on wild weather down south over the weekend. Now, Greensburg, Kansas is planning to mark the 10th anniversary of a major tornado which nearly destroyed that town, an EF5 that measured more than 1.5 miles wide, nearly leveling Greensburg on May 4th, 2007, killing 12 people. The town will be holding a series of events this week, including a sculpture unveiling and a memorial service. Tours of the rebuilt town will also be offered. Reminding you that we are powered by WesternJournalism.com and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Local weather here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Today, areas of fog before 1 p.m. We've got 57 degrees outside our studios right now. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, high near 78. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight. Also, maybe some gusty winds. And Tuesday, a chance of showers, maybe mainly in the morning. Clearing up, high in the 70s. Tuesday night, cloudy on the overnight, low in the mid-40s. Sunny on Wednesday, high in the 60s. 40s on overnight Wednesday night. Then rain again, slight chance of showers on Thursday and Thursday night. Into Friday, and possibly into the weekend. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Greetings, everyone. Bill Kinslow here at Chef Bill's Table, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, coming to you on Mondays or whenever you choose to listen in the archives. get together and talk about food holidays on the horizon. I know next week Pete from Black River Tea and Spice Company will be here. I think we're going to do cinnamon, another popular spice. Pete's company doesn't really do fresh herbs. It's all dried. So we're trying to follow the spice trail around the world. And then, of course, tie it in with some ideas for Mother's Day, possibly a brunch, if that's what you're thinking of. And then down the road, Big C tells me that we may have some other restaurants and producers on the show, lining up some guests, trying to vary the content a little bit. So we'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to it. So with produce prices, looks like they're easing up a little bit on the row crops and the lettuces. Still pretty high, but I guess we got through that. Another good reason to eat seasonally, right? You know, especially in our nation of bounty, we tend to expect everything all the time, but it kind of takes the specialness, if you will, out of certain seasonal foods. Although coming up soon, soft shell crabs, that's still, I guess you can get frozen ones year round, but the fresh ones, we always look forward to that around here in the Northeast or along the East Coast at least. Live soft shell crabs, great. You hope to have them on the menu by Mother's Day at the restaurant. We always feature a couple of nice seafood items, a couple of roasts, our regular menu, and we're open all day at Jake's. So if you're going to make a reservation and come out anywhere from 12 to 6 p.m., make sure you reserve a slot. Take mom or dad or the family. It's a nice family dinner day now. Everybody kind of helping at home now. Both parents get involved in the food preparation, or at least the shopping, the process. It is a nice family activity. If there is some time, that's what I find the most difficult with our schedules nowadays is coordinating the time. Try to do things quick. Shopping is still the key thing and having a plan, but aside from that, we sometimes we're just on the road too much. But something, a nice quick meals, speaking with my owner, Steve, and he's, of course, similar. I mean, his at-home crew is shrinking as the kids head off to college every other year. Another one leaves the nest. I haven't had my two at home in a while. So, the cooking that we do needs to be quick and something you can scale up or down. When you're cooking for six or seven people and all of a sudden you're cooking for two or three. Quick proteins, good array of vegetables, and we've mentioned before on the show the pantry is fairly important, having some staples on hand, some grains always, and some condiments. And even now with spice blends, which Pete's company makes, or you can make your own, and a variety of sauces. Again, you can make your own, or there's many shelf-stable things out there that you can even adapt. If you'd like a stir-fry sauce or a Thai chili sauce, we use a gochujang at the restaurant, a Korean paste, but we actually flesh it out a little bit with some other ingredients, a little more sesame oil and garlic and ginger and some wine. But the basic paste is a good ingredient, and shelf-stable, and once they're open, they last a fairly long time under refrigeration. So I thought, we have Mother's Day coming up. We'll have a little treat here. Something that's very quick and easy to do, which is shrimp. Of course, the soft-shell crabs, which we might touch on a little bit in the next couple of weeks as they get into season. We'll talk about the soft shells and some of the nice seasonal fish that are out there. But shrimp is available year-round. It's always there. It's not inexpensive, of course, but very, very good protein. There's a little bit of, a little cholesterol concerns in there for some people, but really there's a lot of good benefits in there with the other sterols and the fat that's in there. We don't really think of shrimp as a fatty food. We usually add fat to it, right, to the sauce, although shrimp does very well with some of what I call the new kind of sauces, salsas, which could be all just vegetables, no oil in it at all. You can do a lot of nice, nice fat-free things. So we're going to look at, well, like many recipes, if you have good technique, and I find the shopping, getting the right product is oftentimes more difficult and also will really determine the outcome of your dish. Oftentimes recipes don't specify greatly enough the type of fry. You say, well, just buy some large shrimp. Well, what's a large shrimp? It's, you know, it's all relative compared to what. So when we specify for purchasing in food service, commercial operations, we find that specification is the key thing. You need to get the right product for your intended use. So shrimp, we'll go into that a little bit and then find you know, some techniques for preparing the shrimp, even though the shrimp cooks very quickly. Getting it ready to cook, again, for the results that you want, might take a little bit of knife skill, not crazy. Nice thing about food is if you make a mistake, you can still eat it, right? So buying shrimp. There's an array of product out there. Shrimp's used across the globe, many cuisines. It's hard to find areas that don't use some kind of shrimp in some form. Of course, they're near your coastal areas, you'll find it fresh. Shrimp grow in, of course, salt water, but some fish are in what we call brackish water, just offshore. That's your farmed shrimp. They're able to do that. And that's the farmed shrimp, of course, were a big boon for the industry. Don't have to depend just on wild-caught. I prefer the wild-caught. The farmed are nice. They have a good purpose. They're a little bit less flavor. I think the flavor we look for in shrimp is kind of an iodine-type flavor. And, of course, too much of it may be a little off-putting to some people. Your farm-raised shrimp will not have that kind of deep shrimp flavor. The deeper the harvested shrimp, wild-caught, of course, a little more concentration of that. So you'll see white shrimp, pink shrimp, brown shrimp, black tiger shrimp. The tiger shrimp are farm-raised. The brown shrimp I found very good, but they're pretty deep-harvested. White shrimp, it's really, you know, the shrimp, they're all going to taste kind of the same. It's just the color of the shell. And, of course, when you cook the shells, they'll turn that nice bright reddish-orange anyway. So wild-caught shrimp, my preference, and Central America, South America, the Gulf of Mexico, or even the Pacific Ocean, coast of Mexico, very good quality shrimp. The white shrimp seem to have a little bit thinner shell sometimes, so if you're looking for value, the thinner the shell, of course, the more meat you're getting for your money. As I mentioned, being on the coast, if you can get fresh shrimp, of course, there's rock shrimp out there. There's the local shrimp off the Carolinas. There's up off of New England, Maine. There's the shrimp up there. There's shrimp everywhere, a great food fish for other seafood and for us. You think that the ocean is going to run out of shrimp, but it hasn't happened yet. I think there's tons of these creatures out there. We've got to take a break for messages here at the table, and we'll be right back.
Stowing away the time, are you gathering up the teas? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling?
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Pambi's Purely Delicious Ice Creamery wants to help you raise money for your local fire company. In honor of International Firefighter Day, Pambi's will be holding a two-week fundraiser beginning May 2nd. Pambi's will donate 25% of your purchase price to your designated fire company. Simply download the flyer from the Pambi's website and bring it to Pambi's, located on Route 31 just north of Payne Road. Pambies will also donate 25% of your purchase of Pambies products at ShopRite. They have flyers there, too. Honor the men and women who would risk their life to save yours. Pambies, purely delicious.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Back at the table here, back at Chef Bill's table, we're going to talk about shrimp. Getting ready for Mother's Day or anytime you want to, one of the affordable treats, let's say. So decided between wild and farm raised. So you see in the markets frozen shrimp, and there will be some that are maybe defrosted, and they'll say previously frozen, which is fine. As I say, unless you're near a source, it's most often you're going to get frozen shrimp. Shellfish in general spoil pretty quickly, so you're almost better off. If you're going to use it quickly, buy the defrosted. Otherwise, buy it frozen. And for me, the best way is the block frozen. The IQF, individually quick frozen, are okay. It's nice to easy to be able to bring out as much shrimp as you need, but they get a little extra glazing on them to protect them from the from freezer burn. And if you get them IQF, shell on is the best way. If you have the peeled and deveined shrimp, individually quick frozen, again, you'll see they'll look a little bit bigger than they actually come out cooking. They're graded by count per pound. And, you know, they take into account the glaze weight there when they're doing this. But instead of the medium, large, small, jumbo, there's ranges of the count, but it's the count per pound. So if there's a 16 to 20 shrimp, 16 to 20 count, that means there's between 16 and 20 shrimp in the pound. And the less shrimp per pound, of course, the larger they are, and the more expensive they're going to be. Depending on your use, smaller shrimp might be fine, or if you're doing a stuffed shrimp or it's on the grill, or you really want to impress somebody, the larger shrimp would be what you go for. And when you're figuring portions, so if you think 16 to 20 shrimp per pound, if they have the shell on, when you peel them, you're going to lose a little bit of shell weight, about 20%. And then, of course, when you cook the shrimp, you lose about another 20%. That's why if you're buying shrimp that are already cooked, they seem very, very expensive. But if you figure that out per piece, you know, it's if it's cooked weight, 16 to 20 per pound, those are going to come from a larger shrimp than a raw 16, 20. Now, it's a little bit confusing, but you can. The 16, 20s are very popular. 21, 25 is a little smaller. We use the U15s at the restaurant generally. It's less than 15 to the pound, so each shrimp is, you know, slightly more than 1 ounce. You look for that 13 to 14 count. Those give us a nice portion, a nice size. Good for grilling, good for frying, for sautéing. Colossals, the really jumbo ones. Sometimes the holidays, people want those for a special shrimp cocktail platter. But again, depending on your use, if you're doing a stir fry, you could use a smaller shrimp. If you're doing a stuffed shrimp, you might want a larger one. So you can buy them whole head on, which for some recipes is what you want. You want all the benefit of that juice and that fat that's in the head. After all the shrimp, the flavor you get are from the shells. And because it's an exoskeleton, the shells are on the outside. Think of the shells as the bones of the shrimp. Just like good bones from poultry or meat make a good stock or good broth, so do these shells. Most common one you get is called green headless or shell-on shrimp. So there's no head, the shell is on. Best way to buy it, because then you can get that benefit of the shell. As I said, there's IQF, there's easy peels that have the shell on, but the shell has been split. And there's sometimes a little dark vein. They call the vein running down the back of the shrimp. That's the intestinal tract. It's not poison. It's not bad. It's just sometimes a little unsightly, and the texture might not be that great in the larger shrimp. So the easy peels are split. And if you're doing a peel-and-eat shrimp, we do that on the Sundays at the restaurant. We use a smaller shrimp with a thin white shell, but they are split, so it's easy for the shell to come off. Advantage of cooking in the shell, of course, more flavor for the shrimp. When we do our shrimp for cocktails, we cook them in the shell. We take the U15 shrimp and defrost them, and then we poach them until they're done in the shell, cool them off on some ice, not really running water. We just let them sit on ice so it doesn't wash that flavor away, and then remove the shells and clean them. Advantage to that, of course, again, flavor. The shrimp hold their shape better. You can't make that nice butterfly that we'll talk about later where the shrimp kind of fans out a little bit, but it is it really preserves the integrity of the shrimp using a nice large shrimp. They don't curl up as much. That's one of the things when you're cooking shrimp, they kind of have their own little thermometer there. When they curl up like a comma, they're done. We try to stop them just before that point. There is something called carryover cooking. And in a small product, there's only, you know, a couple of minutes, but we try to stop the cooking just before they're done, and then the next few minutes, the heat's going to go to the middle. You don't want to overcook shrimp. That's the worst thing. Better off under than over. But if you overcook it, they're tough, they're rubbery, you've really lost, and you lose more of the product. You lose too much moisture. So you get the peeled and deveined IQF. You can get cooked, peeled and deveined, even frozen. Although a lot of stores will cook shrimp and have some available. Cooked shrimp, if you're looking for a quick convenience product and want to make a quick shrimp salad, you can buy something cooked. Don't know if I'd buy those rings of cooked shrimps that are sometimes offered as a shrimp cocktail. That's a little much. I think easy enough to cook shrimp. I don't think we need to do that. So you look at your count per pound. The count can range from U7, I've seen as big as that, which means less than 7 to the pound. Those are like drumsticks, all the way up to, say, 100 to 150 count for salad or for stuffings. We'll make a shrimp bisque. We'll get, say, a 61 to 70 count peeled, and that's a good shrimp. You can still cook it, get the flavor. You don't really have to chop it. It's very small, although if you're making a bisque, you'd grind it anyway. But if you need very small shrimp like that, those are good for, say, if you wanted to make a sauce. We made some yesterday, let's say, for salmon. They had a little sherry and cream sauce with some of the small shrimp in it and some scallop pieces, a little shellfish sauce there. So if you're making a stuffing, the little tiny shrimp are good for that. So when you get your shrimp, if you're not going to cook them in the shell for a cocktail, then you will peel them. Or you could leave the shell on if you're going to grill them. We'll go through some techniques here. But if you are peeling them, save the shells. You paid for them. If you get a shrimp without the shell, of course, you're going to pay more money. So I like to save the shells, and you make a quick stock or broth. And really, it only takes about half an hour or so. You're not looking for a long extraction period like you do for a veal bone or a beef bone. So what we do is, with a little oil or butter, we have our mirepoix, finely diced onion, carrot, and celery. And we saute that. We saute the shrimp shells instead of just boiling them. We saute them first. And then we like to add just a touch of tomato paste. Gives that a little more mouthfeel, a little tinge to the sauce or the stock. Gives it that nice rosy color. And then we'll add some brandy and or some white wine, even though a lot of times stocks are just water. We like to put that little bit of added nuance of the white wine in there, especially. Once that's done, add your enough water to cover, and some bay leaf, some peppercorn and parsley. You can put thyme in there if you like. But that's about it. And it just has to simmer for around half an hour or so. And let it sit and rest for another half hour. And then strain it, and you've got a nice unsalted or low sodium, let's say, shrimp stock that you can use for soups, you can use for sauces. You want to reduce it to a glaze and freeze it. Has many uses, but get that use out of the shells, because if you want to buy a base or a shrimp base or something, it's fairly expensive, but good to make your own. So when you're preparing, now if you peel the shrimp, so most people like to leave the tails on. We remove them because in some of the dishes, say a pasta dish, you're eating it with a fork, and then you've got that little tail piece you have to kind of pick with your fingers. It's your preference. The tail, good for appearance. You get that. Some people don't get that last little bite of shrimp that's in that tail shell. If we're doing a stuffed shrimp, yes, we leave the tail on. It looks, again, presentation-wise, it looks better. So you take the shells off, and then down the back of the shrimp with a small knife, you devein it if you wish to. And most of the time you do. We take a slight incision and rinse out if there's an intestinal tract. A lot of times the Central American white shrimp don't even have that in there. Or if it's there, it's not dark. I guess it depends on when the shrimp ate last, right? So you rinse that out. Now you've got the shrimp basically ready for cooking. The next step, if you want to butterfly it, that means you're taking a thicker part of the shrimp, you're continuing that incision, cutting into the shrimp and opening it up a little bit. Now, this does a couple of things. It evens out the thickness of the shrimp. Shrimp, if you think of the shape of them, they're thick at one end and thin at the other, just like a chicken breast. And how do we get that to cook evenly? So one of the best ways is to butterfly it slightly so that you'll get that thick part will be done and the thinner tail end will not get overdone. So you can do a slight butterfly, and that's good if you're sautéing, stir-frying. You do a full butterfly if you want to stuff the shrimp, which means you're going to cut almost all the way through and flatten out the shrimp. Now, if we're doing a stuffed shrimp, there's two ways to approach that. You can either, the curved side of the shrimp would be the underside. You could score that slightly, just to cut through with a paring knife, just to cut through that little skin, if you will, for a little, just takes that tendency of the shrimp to curl up away. Now you can lay the shrimp that side down and stuff the where you've butterflied, and the shrimp will lie flat. The other way is to put the butterflied side down, the open side down, and put your stuffing in where the shrimp is going to curl up anyway. And that kind of a nice, either way is a good presentation. Oftentimes you see it the curled way where the shrimp, as it cooks, it's going to curl right around and envelop the stuffing. So, and there's a couple of other prep ideas when we're doing even a fried shrimp, the ebi, you can almost make them like sticks with a larger shrimp. You don't really butterfly too much on the outside end. What you do is, again, turn the shrimp over, notch it a little bit so the shrimp will not curl up, and you can make a nice presentation. It looks then more like a drumstick. You've seen it's more of a Japanese style. You can actually stand the shrimp up and make a tripod. Nice presentation. And again, it makes the cooking more uniform, the presentation. I know when we do, if somebody wants a shrimp francais, we do that. We'll butterfly and then flip them over and notch the underside so they lie flat. and sometimes a cervical, you know, if you've seen it in other places, usually they're curled up and, you know, you've got the egg batter and is it sticking, and this way, it's just that extra step that you take in preparation to get the desired result from your recipe. That's I like to work, rather work with the knife up front. We've got a break for news, and we'll be right back at the table.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This was truly a horrific act.
That's the mayor of San Diego speaking out after a deadly shooting spree at an apartment complex last evening. Here's Jason Campidonia.
Mayor Kevin Faulkner says the man started shooting during a pool party Sunday. The shooting left one woman dead and seven others hurt. When officers arrived, they got into a gun battle with the suspect. The officer shot and killed the gunman, who witnesses say was drinking a beer during the shooting spree.
No word on the man's motive. He was white. All of the people he targeted were black. President Trump saying Sunday he would not be happy if North Korea tests a nuclear device. Now North Korea's responded.
North Korea's foreign ministry released a statement today saying they will conduct a nuclear test at any time and will fully respond to any option taken by the U.S.
That's correspondent Bill Zimfer, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
All right, we're back at the table. So we're prepping our shrimp here, right, depending on what we're going to do with it. For grilling in the shell, which I like to do, it kind of protects the shrimp. You can grill it without having the shrimp in the shell, but if you've got, say, some nice large shrimp, what I'll do then is split the shrimp, just like if you're splitting a lobster tail, and open it up. So you're kind of butterflying it all the way, almost all the way through. The shell is still attached. And then I like to lift the shrimp from the shell and lay it back in there. This way, when it cooks, it's going to curl up a little bit, but it's easier to get out of the shell. If you don't do that, then you take it off the grill. You'll be peeling it again. So again, we try to make it easy for the guest to eat. We're trying to preserve that flavor. We want that protection of the shell. If you're putting shrimp on the grill, grilling it shell side down, of course, lessens your risk of burning the shrimp. You can cook it almost all the way through on the shell side and let that shell get nice and charred. It's got a good flavor. And then flip the shrimp over briefly to cook the other side, and then you don't dry it out that way. So a good tip for grilling. The other way, grilling shrimp, of course, on skewers. And instead of putting individual shrimp on the grill, we like to put them on skewers, and what I'll do then is a couple of ways. If you've got fairly large shrimp, you can actually use two skewers and skewer through the thicker part and then kind of let the shrimp just stack them together and then put skewer through the toward the tail part. You have the two skewers together, so it's easier to turn them. The shrimp won't spin around on you, and the shrimp will hold their shape a little bit better instead of curling up. Now, you have to be careful because, you know, your little thermometer is not working this way. You can't tell if the shrimp are cooked from curling. You have to actually do it by touch. But packing them close together on a skewer is a good way easy way to handle shrimp on the grill. And I like to turn them fairly often. I don't like to scorch one side. And if you're basting them with anything, of course, toward the end is much better, especially if your basting sauce has some sugar in it. Sugar will caramelize on the grill, but you don't want it to burn. And take them off before you think they're done. Don't wait till they're fully cooked. Let them, again, that carryover cooking, that residual heat is going to finish off the shrimp for you. We've done other skewers where you alternate the shrimp with some vegetables, and that works out. We're going to curl the shrimp, the skewer, so you're putting it through the thin and the thick part, make that little tight comma there. And then small vegetables. I like, if you don't use a cherry tomato, I take a Roma tomato, a plum tomato, and just use the meat of it. You cut that into maybe quarters, a small one, and get rid of the seeds and juice there, and just put that nice slice of, little triangular slice of tomato meat on there. Cut your onion the same way, cut it in that same shape, and then your peppers. You can put a mushroom cap on if you want. And you can alternate, say, on a skewer, you know, three shrimp with the sets of vegetables. And those work out pretty well. You can marinate those or not. You don't need a long marinade with shrimp. And then on the grill, again, with the product packed together there, it's not going to, you don't want to overcook the shrimp, but the vegetables are cut small enough where they're going to cook at least halfway. The other option, of course, is, and usually what I tell people to do with skewers, is make vegetable skewers that you cook so the vegetables are done, and then have your protein skewers separately so you make sure you're not, say, if you want, you know, rare steak tips on a skewer, you don't overcook them waiting for the mushroom or the onion to cook on the vegetable skewer. So that's another strategy to use there. But grilling either on a skewer or in the shell, a very good way to do it. Now we've got the shrimp cocktail. Okay, so we've made shrimp stock. We've poached shrimp for a cocktail. With that, if you're going to poach them in the shell, again, bring the water to a boil. Add some salt. You need peppercorn, bay leaf, lemon juice, or lemon, just a couple of lemons cut in half. Squeeze the juice and put the rind in there. Get that lemon oil flavor. You can put a little bit of onion or celery leaves if you like, but you let this water come to a boil and then add the shrimp. You want the shrimp to be defrosted, and then you have to watch it. As the shrimp water comes back to a boil, you really don't want it to boil. As soon as that, you see some bubbles start to form. Of course, I stir it a couple of times, make sure they're cooking evenly. And then take a shrimp out, and if you're doing a large batch of it, just like when you're cooking a large batch of hard-boiled eggs, it's always good to test one. That's part of the treat when you're cooking. You get to try it, right? So just when there's the water starting to break, little bubbles, take a shrimp out, split it, and make sure it's getting cooked. And after that, it's just really you don't want it to come to that rolling boil. You want to stop it before then. Really, the proteins in the shrimp will set at a much lower temperature than boiling. Right away, you're going to drain the shrimp. Now, you could save this shrimp water if you like. It's not going to be as powerful as a shrimp stock, but certainly it's tasty. And have the shrimp, drain them from the water, set them on some ice. You don't have to bury them in ice. Just let them sit there. You know, the heat's going to go to the cold, and you don't want them sitting in ice water. Wash away the flavor, especially if you're doing a shrimp boil. If you're seasoning that a whole different way, we do with our peel and eats. You have a mixture of beer and water, a couple of cups of beer, a couple of cups of water, a little bit of cider vinegar. We mince a little onion, and you can put some garlic in this if you want, and some Old Bay seasoning, or whatever your favorite spice is, Cajun spice. We use the Old Bay. Let that come to a boil. Then again, add your shrimp. Catch it while it's cooked. We drain it, and to chill that shrimp, actually, we'll throw it. Of course, we have a freezer with a big fan in it, so it's quick. We bring it down in about 15 minutes to a chilled temperature. Again, you have this, if you put it on ice, it's fine, but you don't want it sitting in the water because you've got that nice flavor from the shrimp boil, and you don't want to wash that away. And shrimp boil done like this, it could be served room temperature anyway. So once the shrimp's cool down a little bit, we'll then toss it with our Cajun spice on the outside. So the shells are going to get seasoned. The idea of a peel and eat, it's nice. It's like doing a crab boil. The spice gets kind of on your fingers a little bit, so that's what kind of flavors the shrimp. It all works. You've got the nice flavor from the shrimp boil with the beer and the vinegar and the spice, and then a little bit of extra spice on the outside. Now, for a cocktail sauce, simple. Most recipes call for ketchup and horseradish and maybe not too much else. We like to use chili sauce and ketchup, the combination. Ours, if you've been to the restaurant, it's a little chunkier. We like the, you know, not a Thai chili, a regular tomato chili sauce. It's got some other seasonings, peppers, things like that in it, a little more character than ketchup. So we use that half and half. Then we add our horseradish, as much or as little as you like, some Worcestershire sauce, some lemon juice, maybe a dash of Tabasco if you like it a little hotter. And you have a cocktail sauce that's not quite as thin and, I don't know, a little bit more character. That cocktail sauce is also a good base for other things, too. Now, one of the quick meals, stir fry. And a stir fry, to me now, has become more of a technique. It does not have to mean, oh, it's going to have soy sauce, garlic, and ginger. Of course, we like that combination. Works very well with shrimp. But a stir fry could be, we've done it for guests, they want more of maybe you call it Italian or Mediterranean. Use olive oil, use some garlic and shallot. Don't use the soy sauce. Maybe use a different wine. But the same technique, stir fry the shrimp, stir fry the vegetables, a little bit of sauce with your wine and maybe a little broth, and season it how you like. Season it if you want to do a basil oregano type thing. It's more about the technique. So if I'm stir frying, especially something like shrimp, I like to coat the shrimp first. I find when you flour the shrimp lightly, they just seem to hold a shape better, don't curl up as much. We use Wonder flour, the pre-gelatinized flour, a little crispier, it doesn't clump up as much. You could certainly use regular flour. We season the flour, or you could use cornstarch if you don't want to use a wheat product. But I like to coat the shrimp first. Nice thing to remember about stir fry, especially if you're making for several people. Best way to do it is two batches. And do your vegetables first and set them aside. And then do your protein, add your sauce ingredients, and then fold everything back together. If you start with your protein, you could do that and set aside, then make your mix, and then add the protein back in. But you may overcook the vegetables. Most efficient, especially, say you're making for four people, use two pans, do the vegetables in one pan, do the proteins in the other. And this way, the vegetables are done when they're done. And the shrimp, if you're using shrimp, of course, you can make sure you're not overcooking. But really, cuts the time in half, and it's a lot easier to handle than trying to dump everything into one pan. Let's see. When we come back, we've got a break for a couple of messages and a couple other techniques. Frying shrimp, everybody's favorite. And then baking risotto. There's many things we can do with shrimp. We'll be back at the table in a few minutes.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Table here at Chef Bill's Table, talking about shrimp. So yes, the strategy for stir fry, and have your rice on the side. You could have noodles, pasta, but if you want to cook shrimp quickly with vegetables and a sauce, good way to approach it. Do the shrimp separately so we don't overcook them. Now, fried shrimp, of course, people love, and frying, as we know at home, is kind of difficult. You can shallow fry shrimp or a little bit easier than doing, say, fried chicken or something else. It takes a long time. At the restaurant, we offer a coconut shrimp now, and we do it with a kimchi fried rice, which is pretty cool. I know we've done the Times had an article months ago on it, but I've become a real fan of it, or any kind of fried rice, but the kimchi rice is good. We offer it with a gochujang Korean sauce that we make, or a Thai chili sauce would be also good with coconut shrimp. Breading the shrimp, of course, we use a combination of panko and coconut, shredded coconut. You're not looking for too much sweet. We like you could use sweetened, I guess. The trouble with that is when you're frying, of course, it browns pretty quickly. So coconut shrimp, you really need to butterfly the shrimp. You don't want them cooking too long. We'll do flour, egg wash, and then roll them in the panko mix, but an easier way is to make a slight batter. Because of the coarseness of the coconut and the panko, you want to give it something to adhere to. So you could use, a fish and chip batter that you add your little bit of water or milk to. Think of it as like a savory pancake batter. You're looking for just something to coat the shrimp. You want it about the consistency of heavy cream. And then roll it in your coconut breadcrumbs. You don't want to use 100% coconut. It's a little too much. We use the combination. Or even for a regular fried shrimp, you do your light batter mix, and then I've used the New England clam fry mix, which has cornmeal and corn flour in it. That's pretty good, nice and crunchy, a little bit lighter than breadcrumbs, although breadcrumbs aren't terrible. And we've done tempura. Shrimp tempura is always nice. But the coconut, if you want a little bit of a treat, and you can use a little bit smaller shrimp for that if you like, because you are butterflying them and the coating is a little bit more substantial. But if you're shallow frying, of course, you want a skillet that's got some high sides. You can deep fry in a pot. Make sure you have a thermometer. And the thing is, don't put too much in at once. You want to maintain temperature, that 350 degrees. Using tongs to turn the shrimp, be careful if you're using metal because that heat will transfer pretty quickly. One of the better things, of course, you see with the donut guys do. They use the chopsticks, basically, or wooden sticks. Wood does not transfer that heat quickly. Or use one of the spiders, we call them. It's a strainer that you get sometimes with a wok kit, and it's got the wooden handle. Again, doesn't transmit that heat too much. But fried shrimp certainly is a treat. You can fry them in batches, keep them warm in a 150-degree oven, drain them on some paper, and then, you know, they're good piping hot, but also good even when they sit for a little bit. Now, shrimp, of course, with rice, classic combination. Risotto, if you're doing a risotto, this is what you could use some of your shrimp stock for, to make your rice. And then we like to add the shrimp a little bit towards the end. We'll let the shrimp cook right in the risotto. Timing, of course, you only need a few minutes to cook the shrimp. So whether you're doing a risotto or a paella or anything like that, shrimp should go in towards the end. But certainly with the use of that stock, the flavor is all going to go into the rice. And it makes a nice, it could be a main course, if you like, with a salad on the side. You could put a couple of vegetables in the risotto, but normally the shrimp risotto would just stand on its own. But again, the main thing is don't overcook. Now, something a little bit more work, of course, that's me, right? Take something simple and make it a little more complex. Yeah, I'd love to do that. I've done hot smoked shrimp. So instead of grilling, it's just something, especially if you don't have a grill or if you don't have if you have a gas grill and you don't put the wood chips on, this way you get a nice smoked flavor. I did it on the stovetop smokers you can get, or just a wok, a little bit of wood chips in it. You want to, you could use an old Dutch oven even if you like. Just line it with foil. What you're doing is to get the smoke, you'll heat up the pan dry. So you need either a wok or a good heavy pot that can heat up dry. You don't want a nonstick pan for this. Something with a tight-fitting lid. If you're using a wok, it has a lid. The trick is to dampen some paper towels and kind of seal it up. And you'll use a cake rack in there to hold the product off the bottom of the pan. So with the shrimp now, you need to mix equal amounts of sugar and kosher salt and sugar together. And you'll sprinkle this on the peeled shrimp and let it sit for maybe about 20 minutes or so. And it forms what's called a pellicle. You'll see the shrimp get a little bit glossy, a little shiny from this. And this kind of helps the surface of the shrimp absorb more smoke. After about 20, 30 minutes, you'll wash that off. And now, of course, it seasons your shrimp also. If you have your little smoker going, you put the shrimp on the rack in the smoker, and it only takes a few minutes because there is some heat. You're hot smoking. But you get an intense smoke flavor, and again, it's only for 4 or 5 minutes to cook these shrimp. I've even used tiger shrimp for this. It's a mild-flavored shrimp, so you're really adding a lot of punch with this smoke flavoring. And use fairly large shrimp. You want them, don't want them to fall through the cake rack. But you'll have hot smoke. You can set aside the good room temperature, and we would make a black bean and corn salad. Corn will be here soon enough. If you get some corn out of the south, sure, coming now, or even good frozen corn, the super sweet is nice. And it's already blanched. You really don't even have to cook it for this, but some black beans, tomatoes, peppers, onions, the corn, kind of season it, a little bit of red wine vinegar, olive oil, you know, some garlic if you like. We'll take a little bit of oregano and cumin, make it kind of a little southwestern thing. And it's very good with the smoked shrimp. So if you want to, if you like hot smoking things like this, the shrimp does work work pretty well. And it's a nice nice light treat with the black bean and corn salad. So it's, I'm sure we could think of many more things, a lot of favorite dishes, like a nice garlic shrimp scampi. We like to add a little roasted peppers to it and some basil, you know, just kind of, I mean, scampi over pasta, classic, right? Olive oil, garlic butter, what's not to like? But anyway, consider shrimp, whether it's a treat or an affordable pleasure, very quick, nutritious, weeknight suppers, if you will. You can vary the size of the shrimp to your budget, and just remember to buy the right product for the right end result that you're looking for, and proper techniques with it, and I think you got it. But as far as speed and cooking, one of the best things out there. We've got to sign off now. It's getting toward the end of the hour, and we'll be back with Pete next week discussing Mother's Day, maybe cinnamon. We'll get, you know, a lot of brunch ideas for Mother's Day. Maybe the cinnamon will fit in well with that. So, but anyway, Chef Bill signing off, and we'll catch you on the archives or next Monday, 100inchamberradio.com. Have a great week.
Is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This was truly a horrific act.
That's the mayor of San Diego speaking out after a deadly shooting spree at an apartment complex last evening. Here's Jason Campidonia.
Mayor Kevin Faulkner says the man started shooting during a pool party Sunday. The shooting left one woman dead and seven others hurt. When officers arrived, they got into a gun battle with the suspect. The officer shot and killed the gunman, who witnesses say was drinking a beer during the shooting spree.
No word on the man's motive. He was white. All of the people he targeted were black. President Trump saying Sunday he would not be happy if North Korea tests a nuclear device. Now North Korea's responded.
North Korea's foreign ministry released a statement today saying they will conduct a nuclear test at any time and will fully respond to any option taken by the U.S.
That's correspondent Bill Zimfer, and this is USA Radio News.
You love your pet, right? So imagine if you were suddenly faced with thousands of dollars in veterinary care. What would you do? Could you make the difficult decision not to help your best friend? If you join PetSavingsUSA.com, you never have to make that choice or face those kind of expenses. That's because PetSavingsUSA members enjoy discounted pet insurance to cover both standard and emergency vet bills. In addition, members save up to 50% on staples like food, toys, and treats, all at major pet retailers. You'll love the money you'll save, the convenience you'll enjoy, and the peace of mind knowing your beloved pet is fully protected. Call now to take advantage of 2 free months of pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings. Call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com. Call or click now for your free gift, plus 2 free months of pet insurance. Call 877-835-6060 or visit PetSavingsUSA.com.
Several southern states were hit hard by severe weather over the weekend, hit especially hard parts of eastern Texas, as we hear from Sharon Reed.
East of Dallas, folks are digging their way out of the rubble left behind by at least four twisters. Glenda Schaefer lives in Canton and says she could hear her floor popping along with the trees outside.
It was the scariest thing, literally, that I believe I've ever experienced in my entire life.
Two people remain missing in Texas's Van Zandt County.